Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, well, well. This one was a long one.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I mean, yay.
She wants to know if she's the jerk for how she reacted to her neighbor for kicking him out of her yard.
Okay.
Full on.
Okay.
And honestly, I might support her on this one, even though I like to get along with my neighbors and I've really never rude to them.
Right.
So I'm one to talk.
Let's hear it out. Let's hear it out.
Hi, Allie and DZ. We live on a cul-de-sac. I was out mowing our backyard. This comes from a woman, Nicole, just to paint the picture.
Copy.
She said, I was mowing our backyard. I noticed my husband had left the bagger on the mower, which meant I had to go empty the bag. No big deal. So I emptied it across from our house on the curb of our court where I've seen our other neighbors dump their clippings. No big deal. So then I noticed my neighbors outside doing lawn work as well. An elderly couple in their late 70s, if I had to guess.
Okay, the retirees.
Yep. So after I dumped the clippings, I went back to mowing my yard. I was in the corner of the yard when I came back, turn around, and find my elderly neighbor standing in the middle of our backyard.
Mm.
Mind you, our yard is fully fenced.
Mm-hmm.
A 6-foot privacy fence and gate.
Oh.
Mostly because there's a lot of dogs in the area and the privacy fence keeps ours from barking at everything that passes by.
Yeah.
Now, my dogs are with me, of course, jumping on the stranger in our yard. He stands there with his hands up like he's being held up by the police. I turn off the lawnmower and said, "What's up?" Because he really threw me off by coming out of nowhere in my fenced-in yard.
He let himself in?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
He literally let himself into her gated, fenced yard.
Mm.
He then proceeded to tell me I can't put my grass clippings where I put them. The city would not pick them up. Blah, blah, blah. I could go on, but she goes on for, like, you know, paragraphs about this.
Yeah.
So let's get to the point. She said, I got upset and told him that I was following in the footsteps of my neighbors. I never saw him knocking on their door. And he says, I'm just trying to be helpful, but I couldn't wrap my head around the fact that he just came over and let himself in.
Right.
To our backyard where he's never been before.
That's private property.
Yeah. And while our dogs are out and that he doesn't even know, I told him I don't appreciate him coming into my backyard unannounced without my permission. Mm-hmm. He said, I knocked on the door, but no one answered.
Well, because we were busy. That means we weren't available, dog.
Nicole said I walked right over to the gate, opened it, and told him that I was kindly asking him to leave my backyard immediately. I also told him my fenced-in yard is supposed to be a safe place for me.
Yeah.
And I did not appreciate how he went about notifying me of his feelings. Am I the jerk for kicking my neighbor out of my yard?
Mm.
Nicole. Okay, now we all get tough. Sometimes we have to live by our neighbors, so I'm not going to act like I'm going to be super mean to any of them because I have to see them tomorrow.
Yeah, you got to see them and the day after that, too.
And I might need milk and eggs, okay? And I don't like going to the store, so there.
Let me buy a cup of sugar, neighbor.
Yo, rather got some green beans?
Rather it be sweet than salty, yeah.
But, you know, he's trying to tell her that he doesn't appreciate. It's just, I feel like he went about it so wrong. I don't know.
He's also kind of taking on this old man neighbor. Watcher of the neighborhood kind of role. Mm-hmm. My neighbor does a little bit of the same.
Clint Eastwood and Gran Torino annoying you.
The whole lawn is his lawn, if you will. Right? Everybody's lawn in this cul-de-sac is. Yeah.
Hey, that's what he's doing.
He's thinking, well, I know the people that built this house. I helped roof this place, blah, blah, blah. I've been in this cul-de-sac 50 years.
I remember when that tree was built.
I've been here longer than you've been alive.
Wait, now you sound like me at Kiss FM. Slow down with that.
That's a lot.
I've been here longer.
But he turned into that guy and went, I know how things go around here. Let me tell you. Mm-hmm. And old girl went, did you tell them? Because I'm doing what everybody else is doing.
And his whole point got lost anyway because he went in her yard and then it got, the whole problem got deflected to now he's in my yard and I don't even care about the clippings. I'm mad at him for something else.
Bruh, the clippings are of no consequence anymore. Bruh, lucky my dogs are friendly because you don't know. You just let yourself back in here like you own this place.
But she did kick a neighbor, an elderly neighbor, out of her yard without even feeling bad. So she wants to know. She clearly felt some kind of way about it.
She felt some type of way.
She wrote in. She said, am I the jerk for my reaction? So I think she's feeling bad.
Was she rude how she handled it?
No.
I was going to say, very possible. Because you get shorthanded once people hit that fuse. Mm-hmm. And her safe space felt invaded, so she probably didn't react kindly.
You're right.
Right?
You're right.
Could she have been nicer? Sure.
Well, DZ, you know, fenced-in yards, we have them. And when I go in my yard, I don't expect someone's going to walk. I'm not doing anything crazy, but if I am, I don't want to expect someone coming back there because I can do something crazy if I want.
Ellie said, I ain't doing nothing crazy, but if I am, I'm in my backyard.
And I'm in my backyard, and you better not come in there without knocking. Like, that's where I get,
I'm curious to see where this goes. I want to see where this goes because it can go both ways in my head. I want to say people will hold her down and say, no, not the jerk, save your space. But then on the flip, I understand why he's just trying to be nice, a good neighbor. You're being jerky with the reaction. It's not like he came and attacked you.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. I have more thoughts. Let's get to our callers, though. 414-533-1037. You can text or you can call that. And we're definitely going to talk to you next. We want to know, is Nicole a jerk for kicking her neighbor out of her yard? We'll talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So Nicole wrote in to Am I the Jerk at 1037kissfm.com. She wanted to know if she's the jerk for how she told her neighbor to get out of her yard after he let himself into her 6-foot fenced backyard where she was mowing the lawn to tell her he didn't like where she dumped her clippings.
She get off my lawn, dude. For real.
She sure did. Can we start with Adrian today in West Dallas?
Of course.
Let's start with him. Good morning, Adrian. He's dry. Oh, wait, hold on. Oh, there we go.
Good morning.
Your phone's really loud. It's the Bluetooth, though. Adrian, good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
What's jerk going on, man? Or not the jerk for telling him to get out of her yard?
What you think?
I kind of chimed in at the last second on it, but if I'm right, I heard she had kids, correct?
Yeah, but what does that have to do? I don't know, actually. What does that have to do with anything? Him coming in the backyard?
Not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
She actually, I don't know if she said she had kids.
Yeah, I don't remember.
If she has kids, not the jerk. This day and age and the way society is now and everything going on, Definitely not the jerk.
Okay. Now,
oh, he's saying safety. Don't let anybody near my kids. But I even feel like for her, Adrian, because I'm not going to lie, there are times where I wear clothes, but a lot less clothes in the back because nobody can see because of the fence.
Sure.
And I'm being honest, Adrian. I know it sounds funny, but like I would never go in the front yard. So if somebody let themselves in the backyard, I would be...
You'd feel a little uncomfortable.
Really violated. Hey, I would honestly, feel violated.
Mm-hmm. Now, Adrian, question, since you said if they have kids, what if they don't have kids? Does it change it for you then? Is it a jerk then or what? Or is it still not the jerk?
No, still a jerk. That's my privacy. Okay. That's my property.
Okay, there we go.
But kids will make him angrier.
Oh, kids will set me off.
Because you don't know who's trying to come around your kids.
Well, exactly.
All of a sudden, I think you might be trying to take my kid. Well, with that spin, heck yeah, Adrian.
See? Adrian?
That's why I say, either which way, I mean,
not
no kid, still not a jerk.
All right. Okay, say less. Appreciate your call, fam.
Bye, Adrian.
Thank you.
Peace.
All right, next up, we got Kelly in Sussex. Let's talk to her, one of our regulars, who was with you last night at the NF show.
I was going to say, my wife said...
She won tickets. She, like, called me. She's like, I think I won tickets. I'm like, well, congratulations.
Kelly got the right stuff.
I had nothing to do with that, but congrats.
Morning, Kelly.
Kelly.
Good morning.
My wife says she saw you. I'm sorry, I did not. And I didn't want to keep staring at random people, so I didn't get a chance to say hi. But she said you were there, and
that's
I believe
okay.
her.
Yep.
Kelly, okay.
Jerk or not the jerk for telling her neighbor to get out of her backyard?
I'm going to say she is not the jerk. Mm-hmm. Age doesn't matter. You don't go into someone's private property, especially if it's a gated fence.
Amen if to I that. That's where it
I
gets
was
weird.
Startled, mm-hmm. Yeah, if I was startled by someone standing in the middle of my yard, I think I would just go crazy. I think she was nice about how she did it, mm-hmm. but... And I think I would try to be nice. But, yeah, age doesn't matter. You don't go onto someone's gated fence and especially startle them, you know.
I hear that. Yeah.
Absolutely. And I was also thinking about, you know, I made the thing about, well, what if I'm doing whatever I want in my backyard? Like, think about, like, with the kids. You have little kids. They used to be naked all the time running around. They're little kids, but they're naked. And some people would feel a way about that and not want other people seeing that when they're running through a sprinkler. There's all kinds of scenarios I could present why, besides the fact that just get off my lawn, this isn't your property,
if my kids,
that alone.
If my kid's going to be naked outside, I would rather it be in the privacy of our backyard. Yeah, you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right. Kelly.
Two for two.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly, appreciate your call.
Yeah, happy day.
You too. Bye.
All right. Aaron's in Racine. Last but not least, Aaron, are you going to shock everybody and go a different way? Because they both said not the jerk for kicking the neighbor out of their yard.
Good morning.
Morning. Hey.
So she is definitely not the jerk.
Sweep.
I have dogs. Okay, her dogs were friendly jumping on him. But mine aren't friendly.
Mm.
Who's to say, you know, she's going to walk in and the dog's going to attack him?
Right.
You're in my property.
That's your fault, not mine.
Whoa, you
exactly.
guys. Exactly. Hold on. I got to read you this text. Somebody said jerk and let me read it. They're,
really
they're hot. They said, that generation's different. He wasn't from an era where everyone's so private. He wanted to let you know it's Nicole's fault for being so upset. Her neighbor, in all caps, who is of no threat, an old man is in her yard trying to contact you about something he's concerned about. He's old. That's what he pays attention to. He wants to feel important. My mom was like this. It's annoying. But the old man across the street is also like this, and he's 90. It's a generational thing. Understand your audience. Be more relaxed. And he should respect her personal space.
Right, though.
Yes. But I don't... You know, I've told you about the whole, like, old people are allowed to do whatever the hell they want because
they're old.
Not.
No, they're not, man. We let them.
My parents know what they're doing.
Right.
And they're old.
He's acting like he built the block.
When I see old people, I'm like, you know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Some don't, but...
But you know.
But we go, oh, they're old.
Let them be.
Well, they were young and jerky like us too once.
At one point, they were annoyed with the old man coming in his yard.
Thank you.
Man, all right. Well, I get
Sorry,
the text,
Aaron.
But I still disagree, Aaron.
The jerk text.
We're all on the same page.
Mm-hmm. Not the jerk.
Appreciate your call.
Yeah, not the jerk.
Aaron, thank you for calling. You have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
Bye.
All right. So, not the jerk, clean sweep.
Not the jerk at all, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, can I tell you?
Coming on someone's property is not allowed. Yes, you can.
You're right. But I'm thinking and visualizing the last experience I had. And you know we don't have a fence at our house yet.
Yep.
So last time we had somebody invade what I thought was the threshold of my backyard and private space, I did go outside ready and active. You know what I'm saying? I opened my door and said, hey, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Because I felt threatened that they were past the threshold of like the front of my house.
That's weird.
Now you're in my space back here.
Totally.
I gotta agree.
The backyard is wild.
That's me. That's mine. Don't touch that.
That's why I said it's one thing in the front. It's bad enough you come to my door asking me if I want to buy something I don't, or with your political flyers. Don't come in my backyard.
Our house is like a mullet. It's business in the front. The party's in the back. Whoa! Houses are mullets.
You know what? When you're right, you're right, DZ. Thank you.
That sums it up.
Our houses are mullets.
You don't get invited to the party unless I invite you.
And if it's a fun house.
If it's a fun house, that's
like
right.
Us.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.